This is the Bible News Prophecy Program, bringing you news and analysis of world events in the light of Bible prophecy. The following program is brought to you by the Continuing Church of God.
Hey friends, this is Steve Dupuis for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, the tension between Russia and the West seems to be ratcheting up. What have you heard?
Well, CNN reported that Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned Western countries are taking very serious and dangerous steps by providing these weapons to Ukraine. Since supplying weapons in a conflict zone is a bad thing, and he warned that Russia could retaliate if Western countries are deemed to have been directly involved in the Ukrainian conflict. And he said, if you keep doing this, Russia will have the right to supply our weapons of the same class to those regions of the world where there'll be strikes on sensitive facilities in those countries that are going against Russia. So basically, after U.S. President Joe Biden authorized Ukraine to strike within the territory of Russia, Russia's President Vladimir Putin basically said, two can play at that game. And he suggested putting in missiles in other nations that could strike the United States.
What nation might Russia be considering deploying missiles to?
Well, here's a headline. Russia could deploy ICBMs in Mexico, Russian TV claims. And they've been talking about doing that. And so Russians on Kremlin state TV declared that Mexico is their military ally. And they're warning, or they're wanting to place missiles on Mexican territory so Mexico could attack the United States. Now, Mexico has condemned Russia's involvement with Ukraine, but no sanctions, no doubts. They're still trading, etc. And they had on this program, they talked about how places like Anchorage could be hit by all this kind of stuff. And they're talking about giving advanced weapons to countries deemed enemies of the West. Now, as for Mexico, we've just seen its leftist president, Claudia Steinbaum, come to power on a platform vowing to continue the policies of her leftist predecessor.
This is all starting to reach the point of insanity. Are there additional nations that might accept Russian missiles?
Well, I saw a screenshot from Russian TV, and it basically showed that Mexico, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela were potential sites for this. Hmm. And the fact that they've talked about Anchorage being with their reach, the reality is many in Russia want Alaska back, and a Russian lawmaker floated the idea that not only they want Alaska back, they want Texas to go to Mexico.
So how would Russia get Alaska back and Mexico get Texas?
Well, in the book of Revelation chapter 13, we read of the rise of a European beast power who's a warrior. And he's the same person who is the king of the north in Daniel chapter 11. And in verse 39, we read that he will act against the strongest fortresses with a foreign god. His glory he will advance. He will cause them to rule over many and divide the land for gain. Well, in the 21st century, it's the United States of America that's the power with the strongest fortresses. And dividing its land for gain would certainly prosper many. I've long asserted that I believe that Russia will be supportive of the coming European beast powered attack against the United States, and I believe it would be rewarded with at least parts of Alaska and perhaps even parts of Canada for doing so. Now, last December, he's talking about that there's some issues that are happening right under the nose of the great hegemon, the United States, and he thinks that Mexico should end up with Texas, and that that Russia should again ask for or get back Alaska. And many in Russia want Alaska, and many in Mexico want Texas and other lands back. The Russia's President Putin actually said that he isn't convinced that how Russia sold Alaska to the United States was even legal. And they want it back. And various ones have said, in Russia's parliament called the Duma, their Congress, that because the United States is doing what it's doing, we should get Alaska back. And in summer 2022, there were big billboards up in Russia that says Alaska is our, and they want it reclaimed.
Wow.
Now, the idea that Alaska will be regained by Russia, I think, is very likely. Since 2008, I reported that Alaska could end up with Russia because Russia wanted it back. And I also think same thing about Canada. Now, there's a Russian prediction back in 2008. So let me read something about this one. For a decade, Russian academic Igor Panarin has been predicting that the U.S. will fall apart. Professor Panarin is not a fringe figure. He's a former KGB analyst and was the dean of Russia's Foreign Ministry Academy for Future Diplomats.
How does Mr. Panarin see the U.S. falling apart?
He thinks the U.S. will split upon ethnic lines. He thinks that, for example, parts of the United States have a lot of Chinese, parts of a lot of Hispanics, and they'll split that way. He thinks that Hawaii will end up as a protectorate of Japan or China. Alaska will end up with Russia, and that parts of the United States will end up being part of the European Union. And he says it's reasonable for Russia to lay claim to Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he doesn't say it's going to happen by an attack. He just thinks it'll be civil unrest, economic issues, and various other things. But I've long warned also that there are going to be costs and unintended consequences for the United States with its sanctions and certain other actions against Russia. Now, Vladimir Putin, in response to the Europeans and the Americans depriving Russia from getting its financial assets back that are invested in the European Union or the U.S., he stated that what they're doing is brazen theft. He says they're trying to come up with some kind of legal basis for their asset freezes. He says, but despite all the trickery, theft is still theft and will not go unpunished. Now, I suspect he might want the European Union or the European beast power when it's fully formed to help pay him back by giving him Alaska, which he figured will pay for what the United States has stolen. Now, as far as this idea about Alaska going back to Russia, even when he was a congressman, Adam Schiff said in 2020 that he was concerned that it could happen. Now, I don't think it's going to happen the way he had said about it, but the idea that Russia may end up with Alaska is a real one.
What is Mexico's position on all of this?
Well, the reality is various ones in Mexico have long considered the United States to be an enemy nation. Many in Mexico believe that the United States improperly took lands ranging from Texas to California and points in between, and they want it back. Basically, the United States put a literally or figuratively a gun to Santa Ana's head and said, give it to us or else.
Hmm.
I expect that Mexico will end up with some of the lands shortly after the start of what could be called World War III. Now, some might think it's preposterous, but again, from Texas to California, the United States ends up with that land. And ethnically, higher concentration of Hispanics is in that area as well. So that's sort of consistent with what Igor Panarin was saying.
Okay, so we have some countries wanting land. We have the Bible saying the land will be divided for gain. And you just mentioned World War III. Put this all together for us.
Well, eventually, the Europeans, perhaps under the guise that they are pretending to be in some kind of a NATO or NATO-like exercise in North America, they're going to launch a surprise attack against the United States, which will fulfill various biblical prophecies, and by the way, even some Greek Roman Catholic ones. I believe that the Mexicans will be allied with the Europeans for this to happen. And lest people think that Mexico's got to be a staunch ally, it's simply not the case. Many in Mexico have called for the reconquista, or the reconquering of the lands that they want back. And so this is something that many Mexicans still want.
Dr. Teal, wouldn't it be a stretch to think Mexico would be an ally of the European Union against the U.S.?
No. There was an article that came out back in 2017 that said, over 100 years ago today, says U.S. officially declared war on Germany and entered World War I. But if they didn't want to do it, they ended up doing it. But they wanted to deal with Mexico at the same time. Germany pledged to Mexico that if they supported Germany, that they would get promised Mexico would recover territory and secede to the United States following the Mexican-American War of 1848. Wow. So the Germans proposed that to the Mexicans.
Wow.
Now, they didn't do it at that time. But I think somehow that they may in the future. Now, whether it's because there's Russian missiles there, which may not happen. Mexico values its trade with the United States. But I could see troops or something coming across the border as part of, in conjunction with something else going on with this a phony NATO exercise or something. This is not something that I believe that the United States, Pentagon has a contingency plan for. I really don't think they think, oh, there'll be a surprise NATO attack across from Europe and Mexicans pouring across the border against us at the same time. I don't think they even conceived anything like that.
Right.
But we've been warning about this kind of thing for quite some time. And you say, but how could it be? Well, there are cultural ties between Europe and Mexico. Okay. What language do they speak in Mexico? Spanish. Where does that come from? United States? No, it comes from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of Hispanics in the United States as well. And you've got the reality that Mexico blames the United States for its poverty. They blame the United States for a lot of things. And by the way, it's not that the Mexicans are wrong about it. For example, mm-hmm. the United States has tried to force the Mexicans to take GMO corn, and I think Mexico is on the right side of history of that. Anyway, that being said, it's a lot going on right now between the United States, Russia, Europe, and even Mexico. And yes, Russia does have missiles. Yes, I think if they offered the missiles to Cuba, Cuba would probably still take them, or at least use it as a negotiating tactic for the United States so we help their economy. So in mm-hmm. Venezuela, yeah, I think they'd be willing to take them. Nicaragua, at this instant, probably would be willing to take them because that would put them big player in Central America. Mm-hmm. Mexico, again, I think they wouldn't take them yet, but it wouldn't be outside of possibilities. And the reality is, yes, those in Russia want Alaska back. They believe that what the United States has done by supporting Ukraine has cost Russia money, Russian lives, and one way to compensate for that, they think, is to get Alaska back. Of course, the West view is, no, you guys had your special military operation in Ukraine. You're the one that caused this, in their opinion. Therefore, you need to pay for it with your assets. And Russia's like, no, Ukraine should have been ours. You guys would not negotiate with us on it. Many in Ukraine, particularly in the East, want to be part of us. You guys have complicated life. You guys owe us. So we in the West, or various ones in the West, can have different ideas on which side is more right or more wrong. But the reality is, the Bible says that the power with the strongest fortresses is going to be invaded. It's going to be conquered. This land's divided for gain. And yes, mm-hmm. I believe it is very likely the United States will lose the United States is going to lose that war. Russia will probably end up with parts of Alaska and Canada, and Mexico with parts of the Southwest.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuis for the Bible News Prophecy Program.
Okay. This Bible News Prophecy Program was sponsored by the Continuing Church of God. For more information, including access to our free literature, visit BibleNewsProphecy.net or www.ccog.org. You can also reach us by email Our address is BibleNewsProphecy@gmail.com.